Hello, everyone. Hey, everyone. It's really great to talk to you. Welcome to the very first episode of Maybe It's Just Me. And this is a radio show I really wanted to have online here because there's so much going on in our world right now, but I think we're all just kind of, I don't want to say in a trance, but we're definitely in a very transformative state. So I wanted to be able to provide a really good space for us to be able to kind of rant and talk, but not just, you know, having a host that complains about everything going on in the world, but, you know, bring on some experts, have some fun, talk about the conditions of our country, of our world. I am broadcasting here from the United States of America, and we have a lot going on right now if you are not here. And I think a lot of people would agree with that, even if you're not in the U.S. So that's what this is for. So this is our first episode. My name is Zarina Hameen. I'm your host. And I'm here to just kind of have a conversation. Let's start having some conversations. I will have guest speakers coming on, you know, for future shows, but I wanted the intro episode to just be you and I. Again, I know I'm the only one talking, but the reality is that this, I want this to be a conversation. So you can join our Facebook page. It's at Real Rants Radio. You can also leave comments here on our radio site. And if you feel just compelled to do so, you could always call in. You can call in. Our number is 845-277-9258 to kind of give your opinions and your ideas on matters as well. So all of that is here and ready for you. So welcome again, your host, Zarina Hameen. Again, join us at our Facebook page. Make sure to like us at Real Rants Radio. So without further ado, let's kind of get into it, right? I'm not going to get too much involved into what happened in 2020 because all of us not only know it, but we lived it. We've all lived it, and we lived it in very different ways, separately, collectively. It was a very interesting year. It was a very hard year to get through. So now we're in 2021. And what is 2021 looking like? You know, it's funny because everyone was like, oh, I can't wait for 2020 to end. You know, I'm ready for a new year. And I remember I kept thinking, what does everyone think that January 1st, 2021 is going to accomplish, right? Like, do they think everything's just going to magically disappear, that we wouldn't have a global pandemic, that we wouldn't have the issues of race that we've been having? You know, we definitely knew that in this first month we'd be bringing on a new administration, and that was great. But every time someone said that to me, like, oh, I can't wait till it ends, I remember on Facebook, people were posting, oh, you know, only, you know, 3 hours until 2020 is over. Oh, only, you know, a day or two or whatever until 2020 is over. Like, they were saying it in a way that was interesting to me because in my head, I'm like, well, what do you think is going to magically happen January 1st? It reminded me of, you know, and I'm totally telling my age right now, of when the whole Y2K thing happened, and everyone's like, oh my God, January 1st to, you know, 2000 is going to be, everyone's going to be able to start over. All the computers are going to shut down, all the stuff. So that's kind of what it reminded me of when everyone was saying that. And I just kept telling people, nothing's going to magically change January 1st, 2021. We may be making some great steps moving forward, but let's be honest, like a one day from the next doesn't change anything, right? So let's look at what's been happening. We are now, it is, you know, January, you know, almost the end of January is taking place right now. We're January 26th. 5 days until February, so we're ending the first month of January, the first month of this glorious year, magical year of 2021 that everyone was so excited about. So unfortunately, there's unfortunately and fortunately, there's been some really great things that's been going on, but we also had some pretty bad pitfalls. So to kick it off, I think the biggest story, especially in the U.S., in January, was the attack on the Capitol building. Like most things, we didn't foresee it, right? Like, we didn't think that was going to happen, right? That people weren't going to be able to just literally scale the Capitol building and go into people's offices and do all of these things. Now, what was interesting about that for me, and I'm going to be very, very honest, I am an African-American woman. I love being an African-American woman. So when that news broke, I think I speak for the entire Black community or the African diaspora when I say we were flabbergasted that was even allowed to take place and that it even went as far as it did, because this whole thing is happening and not, you know, police officers did not draw their weapons. They tried to push them off. They really did, but they never shot at the crowd or made any threats. And I don't want anyone to die, but at least give that assertive, like, this is serious. And if you try to scale the building, if you try to come in and bridge the House of Congress, it can ultimately result in death. And that didn't happen. You had people on Facebook who were like, hey, you know, they were taking pictures in, you know, congressmen's offices because they infiltrated the building. They were able to get in. They did all these things. And as someone, like I said, as an African-American woman or African-American period, it was amazing to us. I think our eyes were wide open, you know, to if anyone after this day would lie or be delusional to the fact that racism doesn't exist. That's a choice at this point. There's never this moment right now is more evidence than we've ever seen. Because the people who were rushing the Capitol building were predominantly Caucasians from various different backgrounds. The one woman who was actually killed, she was in the military. She was ex-military, you know? So you had a lot of different people, but the reality is the commonality was their race. Whereas I live in a world, especially, and I'm sure the Black community would back me up with this, where we can't even go outside without some kind of pending death or harassment or discrimination. And now it's become this to a point, and I'm not going to get into all the headlines, but I'll get into a few where we can't even be in our own homes and not run the risk of being killed inside our own homes, you know, where we've had several headline news stories of, you know, police coming in, not even just police, just regular people. It was one case, this woman thought it was her home. I don't know what was going on with her psychologically, but, you know, this guy, this Black male, was on his couch, and she came in, thought he was an intruder and killed him, and it was his home. We have the most popular story that's been going on in the U.S. where, you know, a woman was sleeping in her bed, and the cops came in and killed her. So that's our existence. That's our life. And we've been, and this isn't something that's just been happening the last few years. This has been happening since the beginning of time, since our existence in this country. So I was amazed that hundreds of Caucasian individuals were able to scale the entire Capitol building, go inside offices, and very little to no casualties. So that was insane. Right. So I want to hear you guys. I want to hear your opinions. Like I said, comment on our Facebook page, comment here, and let me know what you're thinking. I'm giving my perspective because that's amazing to me, and it's going to continue to be amazing to me and my people. But one thing I said when I found out about that news was, if you're denying the racism that's clearly right in your face, then you just want to live in denial. There's no other reason for it. Now, outside of that aspect, how insane was it that the power of social media, and we all know the power of social media, we've all known it for a while, that our president at the time, Donald Trump, was able to send out a tweet and cause that much destruction, where it led to Twitter canceling his account, Facebook canceling his account, because he's like, they're like, this is domestic terrorism. And this domestic terrorism is happening from our own president. Our own president is issuing and spewing hate to the point that there's been this horrible attack on our Capitol building in Washington, D.C. So that has never been seen before. Well, openly. That's never been seen before. And so they canceled his account. And what did that lead to? And again, I want to hear you guys' thoughts on this. So make sure you reach out. But what that led to was a pending impeachment just days before he was due to leave the office anyway. Now, a lot of people say, well, what's the point? You know, it's just a few more, you know, it's just a week or two left until he's gone anyway. The point of that is the reason that they decided to do the impeachment was because he will not, if that was to happen, he would never be able to run for another political office. He would lose his kind of, he would lose his golden nugget as far as every president is still receive pay after they leave office. Now, Donald Trump, he doesn't need the money. We all know that. But there are several different benefits to an impeachment. So that's what they decided to do, is do that. And it's still in the process. We don't know what's going to happen. I'm not that hopeful, but, you know, we're still going through an impeachment process of a previous president when we now have a current president. And that, to me, is interesting, to say the least. but that's why they're still doing it, so that they want to make sure, you know, like most people are like, we never want this guy to ever run for office or do anything ever again. My only issue is, and it makes me think of our political system, is, dude, like, why is it taking so long? You know, after a domestic terrorism attack that's carried out by your president, it should have taken him 48 hours to impeach him. Why is he now out of office and we're still going through this stupid process? It just shows how out of date we are with what we should be doing. The minute a president, the president of your country, carries out domestic terrorism, that should be an end-all, be-all. It should have been 24 hours and he was out of office. He should have never even seen the end of his term. So I want to hear what you guys think about that, because, again, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, you know, that, you know, you should be seeing the racism aspect of this. Maybe it's just me that it shouldn't be taking so long for this to happen. And finally, you know, the good news out of all of this, for me, I don't know if obviously it wasn't good to the people who were in the Capitol building or who scaled the Capitol building or infiltrated it or whatever, is that we did welcome a new administration, and a lot of us were able to breathe a sigh of relief. I don't think it's a Democrat thing. I don't think it's a liberal thing. I think what most people wanted was just someone who knew what they were doing in office again, right? Like a lot of us, you know, a lot of Democrats, a lot of liberals didn't care much for President George Bush, junior, not senior, well, senior too, but junior. But we weren't this enraged because at least he had gone through the process. At least he had, you know, held a political office. He was, you know, in Texas, and he went through the political process. So even if we didn't agree with everything he did, we knew he at least had the experience to do his job. And so this was the first time in U.S. history that a president was elected who had no idea what he was doing. I don't even think he was in the student council in high school. He has never held a political office. He had never done anything in politics whatsoever. So I don't think it was a liberal thing that we were happy that Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris came on board. It was a, thank God, at least we'll have people who know what they're doing. If whoever doesn't know, I'm sure everybody does, but President Joe Biden, you know, he was vice president to President Obama. Kamala Harris has been in Congress. So it's people who know what they're doing. They've been in the process. So it wasn't a liberal thing. It was a thank God we just have people who know what they're doing again and not enraging terrorism and hate speech and violence. So that was great when they came on. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You had to, if you have any sense, you breathed a sigh of relief that there were people who knew what they were doing back in office, because we have spent 4 years in a pool of hate and anger, and that's how he did it. I tell people all the time, Donald Trump isn't a racist. He was an opportunist. He knew that this was the group that was going to keep him in office, and that's all that mattered. All that mattered was power. And like idiots, they did it. You know, they did it. They bought all his crap. But it wasn't about them. He didn't care about them. The reason he never denounced that group of people is because that was his fuel. If he didn't denounce them, they will keep voting for him. They will keep him going. And when he lost the election, he used that same group of people to incite more violence and more hatred in his name. It wasn't a racist act. He's an opportunist. And he knew what group to keep fueled so that he stayed in power. You know, one of my favorite songs is from a group called The Muse, and it's called Uprising. And everybody, look it up. Amazing song. And they said in that song, you know, it's time for the fat cat to have a heart attack. And that's every time I hear that, even now, I think that's Trump. You know, like we had to rebel against this power thing, this power struggle, and that's all it was about at the end of the day, regardless of what he told them and what they did. So I'm happy we went on a new administration. Everybody was very happy, even Republicans that I know. And we're happy to see what they're going to do. Immediately, President Biden got into office and was like, well, obviously, we have to deal with this COVID thing. Every other country, we are... America, it's affected us more than any other country. I read an article that said even though COVID-19 was a global tragedy, it's become an American tragedy because we haven't done anything right in this situation. And other countries have seen reduced to no numbers and are moving on past this pandemic. It's no longer a global pandemic. It's a U.S. pandemic. And so I really liked that that was the first thing he decided to tackle. The night before the inauguration, he held a COVID memorial service. And he's like, for all the people, 4 years of Trump, all last year, we didn't hear him say one thing about how he felt sorry for the families and the people who have lost their lives as a result of his decisions. Biden comes in even before he's president, the night before. The first thing he does when he goes to D.C. is have a memorial service for people who have died of COVID-19 and people whose their families and what they've suffered. And that was a beautiful way to come into office. So that was important, and he did it. So I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? What are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on inauguration? What are your thoughts on the Capitol attack? What are your thoughts on, you know, this pending impeachment? Let's talk about it. So I wanted this to be our intro episode. I wanted to be able to talk to you guys. I'm so happy to cast this. And we'll have some great people coming on board. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 845-277-9258. Give your opinion. Give your suggestion. We want to hear from you. But for now, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Maybe it's just me. But if it's not just me, feel free to reach out to us on Facebook at Real Rants Radio or reach us directly here. And we'll start having some conversations. I think this is going to be a good outlet for a lot of us, but also for us to gain some information and some education on many things. So until next time, my loves, maybe it's not you. Let's put it that way, right? So let's figure it out together, all right? Signing off for now. I'll talk to you soon. I'd love to hear from you, so make sure you reach out.